The search and rescue efforts in Surfside, Florida are back in full swing after a controlled explosion brought down the remainder of the partially collapsed condo building over the weekend. But now a possible new threat looms as Elsa brings the potential of heavy rain and strong winds to the area. Let's bring in Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. Mayor Levine-Cava, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Celeste.
I saw that you noted that the only thing that will keep search and rescue crews off of the pile will be lightning strikes. What do you mean?
Yes, so that is by federal law that first responders need to be out of danger for 30 minutes when there's lightning within 2.5 miles of a rescue site.
But other than that, you feel that they have the equipment and the situation that they need in order to remain searching?
Absolutely. So 30 mile per hour winds would be another condition that would keep them from searching. But at this time, we feel confident that the tropical storm has passed to the west, and we do not anticipate, although we are monitoring. We actually have National Weather Service individuals embedded on site monitoring the situation so that if there is any danger, we can stop action.
How much change does it make to have the rest of the condo building brought down? Does that make it significantly safer?
This is totally changing the situation because we could not get to the pile closest to the building before this due to the fact that it was actually holding up the building. So that building, very unstable. We saw it shifting, and this pile was what was keeping it from falling down on the first responders on the site. So very, very critical to bring it down in a controlled way. And we were so grateful to find a company that has the track record and was able to do that expeditiously.
You have a number of priorities battling for your time all at once. One, of course, is this effort of search and rescue. Also, there's the ongoing investigation. At least 4 federal agencies are investigating the building collapse, what led to it, and what may have prevented it. Do you have any news on that front?
So our NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, is a lead on the building investigation, and they have done a LIDAR audit of the structure that before we took it down with demolition. They've tagged all of the evidence from the site. They've begun the interview process with people who had direct knowledge or who were on site and observed things that would be relevant to their investigation. And they will be having periodic updates before they issue their final report and findings. So it is definitely too early to make any conclusions about the cause of this collapse.
I have to assume, though, that your office is taking phone calls from other people in the area who are concerned about the safety of their own buildings. Are you hearing those kind of voices? Yeah,
absolutely. People are, of course, concerned. For the county, which is about 40% of Miami-Dade County itself is under my jurisdiction in terms of buildings, we've launched an audit. We've reviewed all the buildings and the 40-year recertification. We did find only 4 balconies that we thought were unsafe, and the building was not evacuated. But other cities have done their own audits. North Miami Beach evacuated an apartment building. Miami Beach is closely looking, the city of Miami, and we're encouraging others. And we want to be sure that the certification process is timely, accurate, listened to, heeded, that concerns are addressed timely. And there will be changes, I know, in local, state, even federal laws pertaining to building safety. And we will be tightening wherever we can, even before those changes in law occur.
You know, you have singled out journalists and other people for praise for telling the stories of those who died in the building collapse. And I wonder why. What is important to you at this moment when there are so many other things going on? Why is it important to be hearing the stories of people who perished?
This is something that is so unprecedented, so horrific, and really could be any of us. And I think to mark the fact that these victims tragically were lost because of something that could have been prevented, it pays honor, pays homage to them, and motivates us to continue our search and to find the answers.
There are, of course, a lot of people still waiting to hear news of their loved ones and friends who are in their building. Do you have any idea at what point this becomes not a rescue mission, but a recovery mission?
So the transition to recovery will not change the way that we are going through the pile. It will not change the way that we carefully seek people. It will not change the way we catalog the evidence. But what it will do is, of course, for those who are still hoping and praying that they'll find a loved one alive, it will give them that closure to move on. We're not there yet. The families are not there yet. And the family members are communicating with our rescue experts twice daily. They know exactly what's going on, what the challenges are, and where there's still room for some hope.
Just one more question for you, which I know this is not the first time you've had to grapple with a significant tragedy while you were a public servant. And I wonder if you have advice for other people who at this point are feeling overwhelmed with the stress and grief right now.
Oh, my. For me, the comfort is that we have a phenomenal team. Our loved ones are going to be provided with resources to get back to their lives as soon as they're able, and even that our first responders are going to be supported to cope with the incredible grief that they experience as well.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava, thank you so much for joining us, and we obviously wish you the best as you continue
thank
with
you.
This process.
Thank you so much.